In the last half of the eighth inning, it'll be the top of the New York order. Bobby Richardson, Tony Kubek, and Roger Maris. Terry Fox doing the pitching. Yankees 4, Tigers 3. Last of the eighth. Richardson struck out, single to right center and single to center. 2 for 3. Jerry Fox into the windup. Around comes the right arm. The pitch is a curve outside. Ball one. The paid attendance today is 55,676. With servicemen, a total of 56,464. Now the 1-0 delivery. Swung on to high fly ball into short right center. Wood waves everybody away and makes the catch. Bruton and Kaline were moving all. One down. Tony Kubek flying to left, struck out, and flying to center. And it is suddenly getting cloudy here. Fox into the windup. Around comes the right arm. The pitch. Fastball outside. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Now the pitch. In there, strike one. The three-game series has drawn a total of 171,503. That's the stadium attendance record for three games. The 1-1 pitch to Tony. Swung on. There's a high fly ball into center. Billy Bruton is under it and has it. And there are two away. And Roger Maris coming up. Single to center. Grounded to first into a double play and struck out. Sitting 273. Yankees 4, Tigers 3. It's the eighth inning. Terry Fox comes in with the pitch and it's over. Strike one. Good curve. Now the one strike offering on the way. Swung on and fouled off. Ball hit the mask, I believe, of the plate umpire. Strike two, nothing in two. Two-strike count on, Rod. Two outs. Fox goes into the windup. And the pitch. High and away. Ball one. One and two. He wasted that pitch. Trying to set him up. A 1-2 count. Fox swings to the windup. Around comes the arm. In comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And Terry Fox came in the seventh inning with two on, nobody out, and he's knocked off six men in a row, striking out three of them. So that at the end of eight innings, it is New York, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. 2 men left on, the Tigers. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and 5 men left on. Dick McAuliffe is scheduled to lead off in the ninth with Fernandez and Brown to follow. We'll see what Bob Schepping does. Meanwhile, it's Boston 5, Minnesota nothing in the fourth. Sallard against Pasquale, the Fleiss in the fifth. Cleveland, Baltimore scoreless, 6.5. Time called rain, Bell and Barber. Chicago beat Washington 5-4. Pierce the winner in relief. Katina the loser. Herbert has started. Tasby, a homer, one on. Chicago, Washington in the second game, one all and a two. Pizarro and Gabler. Los Angeles, Kansas City rained out. Cincinnati, Philadelphia 2-2. Down to 6.5. O'Toole and Owens. Time called rain. Pittsburgh 8. Cardinals 1-6. Brandon Simmons. Seacott in the second. Home run. Clemente, one on in Burton. Milwaukee, Chicago 3-all and a 7.5. Burdett against Brewer. Schultz in the sixth. Adcock with one on. Banks with one on. Home run. First game of a doubleheader. SF and LA later. Dick McAuliffe leads off in the ninth. 4-3 New York. Arroyo's pitch. Inside, ball one. If you're wondering why Bob Schepping's letting a left-hander bat, you got two reasons. One is Arroyo often pitches better to right-handers than left-handers. Here's the pitch. And it's ball two. Plus the fact if he gets the pitch, he might pull it for the equalizer. Fernandez is on deck. Now the 2-0 delivery. Inside, ball three. The 3-0 pitch. Strike one. Frame one. The 3-1 delivery to McAuliffe. Ball four, he's on. Well, outside. Dick McAuliffe draws a walk, starting in the ninth inning. And up comes Chico Fernandez, who walked, grounded to short, and grounded to third. Dick Brown on deck. Has been called while McAuliffe gets his regulation cap. Arroyo to the stretch and the move to first base, the runner is back. Boyer is vulnerable at third. He has to shorten up. The stretch and the pitch. It's bunted foul to the right of the plate. Strike one. Nothing in one. Fernandez has a look at Phil Cavaretta to see whether the sacrifice is still on or whether he's to be swinging. He's got Boyer way in. McAuliffe leads away. The stretch and the pitch. And it is bunted foul to the right of the plate. Strike two. Nothing in two. Scarron in to talk to Arroyo. Yankees 4, Tigers 3. It's the ninth inning. Getting the sign from Howard into the stretch. McAuliffe leads away. Here's the pitch. Fernandez takes it low outside. 1-2. A let up screwball. Arroyo again to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit foul to the right of the plate, out of play. And the man makes the catch in the upper deck. A 1-2 count on Fernandez. Dick McAuliffe on first. Nobody out in the ninth inning. Arroyo ready. Here's the pitch, and Fernandez swings it to foul down the right field line, out of play. Guarding that plate. Arroyo sets. Here's the pitch. And it's low, ball two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. McAuliffe on first base. Yankees 4, Tigers 3, ninth inning. Louis to the stretch. And the pitch. In there, call strike three. Fernandez didn't like it. He curved him. Now Dick Brown comes up. Dick Brown, right-hand batter. Hitting 259 on the season. McAuliffe on first, one away. Arroyo checks the runner. The pitch to Brown. Swung on, little number, hit slowly toward the mound. Arroyo has it, throws to first, and throws the ball. And here comes McAuliffe on the third. And into second goes Brown. On a little roller to the mound, Arroyo threw the ball away. And instead of being two outs, there are runners on second and third and one out. Luis Arroyo with a little easy ground ball. Threw the ball away in the right field. McAuliffe raced the third and bound the second. And the Tigers have a big life with Bubba Martin coming up. To pinch hit. Ralph Houck out to the mound to talk to Arroyo. So the ball game has suddenly switched around as Arroyo, on a throwing arrow, puts the Tigers in position with runners on second and third and one out, and Bubba Morton, a right-hand batter, coming up to hit for Fox. Jake Wood on deck. And they're going to put him on with first base open. A walk and an error. And set it up. Now you'll have Jake Wood, a right-hand batter, coming up. And Billy Bruton to follow. As the Tigers suddenly, in the ninth inning, get a big life on a throwing error by Arroyo. Now Petoia is going to go in to run for Dick Brown. Petoia goes in to run for Brown. You got McAuliffe on third, Morton on first, one out, and the batter Jake Wood. Single to left, grounded to short, fly to left, and was out on a punt. One away, 4-3. The windup. Here's the pitch to Jake Wood. swung on, lined into left center field. It's in there for a base hit. Here comes Battaglia into the plate. Two runs score. A single to left, scoring McAuliffe and Battaglia. Morton going to second, and it's 5-4 in favor of Detroit. Now here's Billy Bruton with Kaline and Colavito to follow. One out, and the pitch outside, ball one. Leads off second. Jake Wood off first, driving in two big runs, 59 for the season. The pitch to Bruton, swung on to high pop. And the infield fly rule is called. Kubek makes the catch. Now Al Kaline. Foul to third, line to left, single to left center, and single to center. 2-4. It's 5-4 in favor of Detroit. Kaline the batter with Colavito to follow. Bubba Morton on second, Jake Wood on first. Kaline hit the first pitch for a single off Arroyo in the eighth. And the delivery. Swung on, grounded toward third. Up with it is Boyer. Throws across the scour and the side's retired. The damage is done. As the Tigers jump on Arroyo, taking advantage of his throwing error. Two runs, one hit, one error, and two men left on. And at the end of 8.5 innings, Detroit 5 and New York 4.
Take along a six-pack, jolly, jolly six-pack. Take along a six-pack, a frosty Valentine. You'll have one pack of cheer. Six cans of beer, so crisply refreshing any time. Valentine, Valentine, so nice. Valentine, just right. It's a crisp, refresh your Valentine. Happy on the hand, holding Valentine's hand. Take the jolly six-pack, jolly, jolly six-pack home today.
Next time, take along a six-pack, a jolly six-pack of Valentine beer. It carries with ease. Cools in a breeze. And best of all, it gives you six icy cold cans of the crisp refresher.
Take the longest six pack, jolly, jolly six pack of ice cold Valentine's beer.
Station identification.
You're in tune with Quality Modern, WOKO, 1460 on the dial in Albany, New York. The time, 28 minutes before 5 p.m.
Jerry Staley comes in to do the pitching for the Tigers in the last of the ninth, and Frank House is back at the plate. That's the new battery. Staley and House. The Tigers leading 5-4. Jerry Staley, the veteran sinker ball pitcher, comes on in relief of Terry Fox, who pitched two great innings and didn't allow a hit. Didn't walk anybody. In fact, retired six in a row. And came in with two men on base and nobody out in the seventh inning. As you look back, that was a clutch performance, not only for Fox, but a turning performance in light of what happened in the ninth. Mantle, who homered in the first inning, struck out twice since, coming up. Barra on deck. Staley throws low stop, making his 47th appearance. He's hard to hit for the home run because he pitches sinker balls and throws some knucklers once in a while. Frank House goes out to talk to Staley just as he was ready to work. Arroyo is the third scheduled batter. The Detroit Tigers jumping on the opportunity as it fits the team that has played the great kind of ball they have all year. Leading now 5-4. Jerry Saley into the windup, and the pitch to Mantle. Outside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch to Mix. Swung on, that's a high drive to deep right field. Look out now, K-line, he is not going to go to the home run. Just hit his 50th home run of the year into the bleachers, and it's a tie ball game. Now Yogi Berra at bat takes the strike. Mickey hit it into the right field bleachers. His second of the game, his 50th of the season. He now ranks number eight among the all-time home run hitters. They pitch to Yogi Berra. Outside, ball one, one and one. Mantle ties it up as he rocks his second of the game and his 50th of the year. The 370th of his career. And the second time he's hit the 50 mark or better. The pitch to Yogi swung on, fouled off over toward the Yankee dugout. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Barrows had 2-for-3, a homer and a single. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and a foul ball. It's going to be a foul ball. All the way foul. A 1-2 count on Yogi. Jerry Saley to the windup, and the pitch to Berra. Swung on as a fly ball to right. Bayline coming fast and can't get it. The base hit. Berra singles to right, and Arroyo's going to come up. And out of the dugout now comes Bob Sheffing. Stepping out of the dugout, and we'll have another pitcher. So Saley worked to Mantle and Berra. Mickey rocked his second homer of the game, his 50th of the season, into the right field bleachers. Driving in 3 runs in the game, 118 the season. Berra singles to right. Ronnie Klein is coming in to do the pitching. Ronnie Klein, whom the Tigers acquired from the Los Angeles Angels on a waiver deal, in August, and who has, in three starts, won two and lost one. Ron Klein, 6 foot 398-pounder, last year with the Cardinals, had a 57-92 lifetime record in the National League. With the Angels, Klein beat the Yankees once 5-3 in a start, made two appearances against them, one in relief and once as a starter. Started out in the majors with Pittsburgh in 1952 and then was traded to the Cardinals for Tom Cheney and Gino Cimoli in December 1959. Was with the Cardinals last year, and then they sold him to the Angels April 10th of this year. So Ronnie Klein, the right-hander, comes on. Arroyo will bat. Klein throws a good knuckleball, by the way. McAuliffe moves in close looking for the bunt. Cash at first, holding against Yogi. Arroyo bats left-handed. Five ball, ninth inning. Line to the stretch, and the pitch is bunted towards McAuliffe. His play is to first base, to Wood. Yogi takes second as Arroyo sacrifices. And up comes Scarron. With one out and first base open, we'll see what Bob Sheffing does. And now he says, put him on. They're going to put him on. I was looking at the dugout, waiting for him to give the signal. You have to put him on to set up the double play. And Moose beat him 1-0 with a ninth inning single on Friday night. Cleet Boyer comes up. Bear on second, Scarron on first, one out, and Boyer at bat. 5-5, it's the ninth inning. Ronnie Klein to the stretch, and the pitch. Low outside, ball one. Keep in mind that while Yogi can turn it on pretty well for one of his relatively speaking advanced age, he got great arms in left field and right field in Colabito and Kaline. Now the pitch. Outside, ball two. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. 5-5. It's the last of the ninth. Ronnie Klein, end of the stretch, and the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one, and threw a fastball by him. 2-1 the count on Boyer. Boy, this has been a torrid series. Barra leading away from second, Scarron from first. The stretch, here's the pitch. swung on, the line drive, but right at Al Kaline. He grabs it and the runners hold. A wicked liner, but right at Kaline. So there are two outs and Elston Howard coming up. Elston Howard, batting for Stafford in the seventh inning, struck out. So with two away, Ellie's up. Five all, ninth inning. Ronnie Klein to the stretch and the pitch. Right in there, strike one. Line sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on. There's a high drive to left. Colavito going back. And the ball is going, gone. The ball is over. Elston Howard belted it into the left field stand for a three-run home run, and the ball game is over. He scored Garin and Vera ahead of him, and the Yankees sweep the series 8-5. Howard slamming his 15th home run of the year, and 61 runs batted in. So Mantle opened the inning with a homer to tie it, and Howard ended it with a three-run homer to win it. How about that? Now, the losing pitcher is Jerry Staley. He gave up Mantle's homer and Barra's single, and Barra turned out to be the winning run, and so he is the losing pitcher.
Well, that winds up another Valentine baseball broadcast. Now, this is Bob Delaney saying that's all for now from the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean, and P. Ballantine & Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher, Ballantine Beer. Enjoy sunny, mellow Ballantine Beer along with baseball. This is the Home of Champions Network.